everybody, welcome, and great to have all of you on this wonderful medium of podcast. So my name is iPhone Bloke, the tech tuber, where we help common people to pick up quality products. So this is my first introduction with context to podcast, and I've never done podcast before, but then as I happen to have a very interesting YouTube channel, I just wanted to come on this wonderful platform as well and kind of help people become aware about SUVs and iPhones, because primarily with this wonderful concept of podcast, I would be definitely talking about two of my most favorite segments, which I already have on my YouTube channel. So I will be talking about SUVs, and of course along with that I'll be talking about iPhones. And just to give you a little hint about who I am and what do I do, so I am running a YouTube channel by the name iPhone Blog, the Tech Tuber, where we primarily work on iPhones and SUV content. I review SUVs, give advice to people, solve the questions, answer, give them complete package of information about how to start the car buying experience, primarily SUVs. And of course, with iPhones, I am an avid user of iPhone, and I've been using iPhone from 2009 onwards. So yes, I can say I'm somebody who truly understands the ABC of iPhones, and that's one of the reasons I am pretty much a freak when it comes to solving questions, answers, context to iPhone. So primarily that's one of the reasons why I'm doing iPhone question and answer session. With context to SUV, so I do own a brilliant SUV from the segment of Mahindra, that is XUV300. And even prior to that, I've fallen in love with the SUV concept. So my first interest in SUV started with Jeep Compass, of course, an American brand, and post to which, I started driving it's XUV and various other, Jeep Compass, Seltos, Prezzo, all these wonderful vehicles I've driven. And I can say I happen to have a brilliant knowledge about the same concept of cars as well. So yes, that's one of the reasons why I've chosen iPhone and SUV as my major components for this wonderful podcast, episodes and series, luckily we will bring for all of you. And I'm pretty much active on social media, like Instagram with the same name, iPhone Bloke, the Tech Tuber. I'm also active on Twitter with the same name, iPhone Bloke, my major channel, that is iPhone Bloke, the Tech Tuber, SUV and iPhone. So that happens to be my major channel on YouTube. This is my first connect on podcast, so not really know what to say and how to get started, but then I would be leaving my first production tomorrow, sharing with all of you, my viewers on YouTube, and of course on podcast. And if you happen to know me already, do connect with me on this wonderful platform, because not just the video content, with the help of audio content as well, I would like to bring a wonderful change in your digital and so-called in your four wheels life. Well, till next time, till we meet again, I want to say do take a very good care of yourself. And this is a friend, iPhone Bloke, the Tech Tuber, signing off with my first video of, audio of introduction, because this is not a video, so excuse me in case if there was an error. Thank you so much, and we'll connect with our first episode tomorrow. Take care. Hey everyone, welcome back to another interesting podcast of iPhone Bloke, the Tech Tuber. It's a Sunday evening, and I'm very happy and excited to be a part of another fantastic podcast, which will have a lot of, good information in case you're looking to buy your brand new SUV. So once again, to remind you all, my name is iPhone Bloke the Tech Tuber. I happen to have a YouTube channel with the same name, iPhone Bloke the Tech Tuber. And my motto of this wonderful podcast is to let you know the four basic things to keep in mind while buying a brand new SUV. So without wasting much of a time, let's get started. Right, point number one. So the first thing first we all look forward when you go for an SUV is the word discount. And trust me, everyone and everybody on planet Earth would love to fetch some sort of, a rebate or some sort of deduction in the price while buying an SUV. And I can tell you my own experience. When I went in to buy XEV300, I was pretty much dialed in to negotiate and talk about things which, I felt I could do, but then, of course, there are certain parameters, certain guidelines which you have to keep in mind. So the point number one is corporate discount. Do remember, people, if you're going to go for a wonderful SUV, the first thing which you can always talk about is a term called corporate discount. Now, corporate discount is eligible for everyone who works in government organizations. So wherever you are, if you are employed individual, if you happen to have a corporation tag under your name, yes, you would be able to receive at least a minimum 5,000 rupees of corporate discount for sure from the onward price. And of course, if you get lucky, maybe more than that. But normally 5,000 is a standard price every consultant has kept in the market while giving discount to attract more audiences. So that is a must-have for point number one while going for negotiation. While buying an SUV, that's number one. Number two, which is a very, very important point. I still remember a lot of people, those who approached me for SUV sales, kept talking about insurance. They were talking about discount in insurance. And I never realized, till the point I got a car and I was checking my insurance details and how much money I spent. So initially when broker spoke to me, so-called salesman, they gave me, let's say, kind of 500-600 rupees extra for my insurance. And when I said, I've got a family of bankers and everybody is a banker. And I think if you could give me some rebate in the insurance, I may consider buying the car from you. And you won't believe, I almost got a discount of almost 10,000 rupees. From 35,000 rupees, I ended up paying 28 some change for my car. And that was a massive difference in my insurance amount. And that resulted in a massive difference of almost 10,000 rupees while paying my deposit money. So insurance, you can always negotiate, because this is one particular part which most of the companies will try to fetch more often than not a money from your pocket. So again, a very, very healthy point which can be discussed and negotiated successfully. Number three, delivery date. That is a very, very important aspect. Now, I'm sure we being an Indian, we already have a lot of followers, a lot of festivals, a lot of culture, spiritual stuff in India. And we all like to have a vehicle on the date either of a mom and dad's birthday or Diwali festival, Navratri festival, you name it. I mean, we really look forward to have delivery on Gudi Padwa, all these wonderful Ugadi auspicious days. And of course, nobody wants to have a date wherein the date is not so auspicious. So for that, what you can do, you can always keep your salesman under a lot of pressure from the day you apply for SUV purchase. And you really have to dig deep twice, thrice, keep calling, keep asking, because if you don't push them, they will not work for you. Because ultimately, the main Indian habit, what we already seen in India, is once we have a sales of any product, people feel pretty laid back to give us service. So sales, post-sale services in India are not that great. So it can only be possible when you make sure that you go behind their back and push it from the day you have booked your money and you have booked the car on your name. So keep doing if you want to have right delivery date. Last but not the least, my fourth point, which is of asking for more accessories. Now, let me tell you something. When you buy an accessory from a renowned, let's say Kia, Hyundai, Mahindra, Ford, Maruti, Brezza, they tend to be a little costly because they are branded, stuff owned by the company where you buy an SUV. But then your moment is the moment when you go and buy an SUV car, especially when you take the delivery date. That is the point where you can talk about mats, we can talk about, the back seat cover or the car cover. And normally people give, people, those who are selling the car in festivities and stuff, they would surely give you masks, they will surely give you car covers, and of course many more interesting stuff. So, you know, I just thought of informing all of you, all my wonderful, so-called going to be my subs and followers and podcast, these wonderful 4 points. I repeat that again: it's corporate discount, insurance, delivery date, and accessories. Must know things before you book your dream car under the banner called SUV. Well, with this note, I want to say to all of you, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to my podcast. You can give me a voice message if you have a question. I'll be happy to reply, and feel free to connect with us on Instagram, Twitter, and of course on a wonderful mini but yet very powerful YouTube channel, iPhone Blog the TechTuber. Till next time, I want to wish all of you a very happy Sunday evening, and you take care. Hey everybody, welcome back to this wonderful podcast of iPhone Bloke, the TechTuber, where we help quality people to pick up quality product. I am very happy and I'm very excited that I'm meeting you all again via podcast, and I want to wish everyone happy Friday. So today, with the help of this wonderful podcast, I want to talk about the most fuel efficient SUV in India in subcompact segment, and this is primarily for petrol. So let's get started. Right, so the first thing first, I want to talk about 6 different vehicles, primarily all SUVs, and all of them have got a good record in the market. So let's first begin with Ford EcoSport. Now the petrol vehicle of Ford EcoSport, which is known for driving dynamics, is ranging around 11 to 11.5 in city. And today, in today's video, we'll be only talking about city driving. So let's focus primarily on city with AC on. So that's number one. Number two, we have our ever reliable Maruti Suzuki Vitara Brezza. Fantastic car, without any doubt. And of course, when we talk about Maruti cars, you definitely talk about mileage. So Brezza comes around about 12 kilometers per liter, the new petrol engine. Then comes an ever stylish and a brand new product from the house of North Korea and the Korean brand Kia Seltos. Pretty posh, I should say. Maybe the best looking car in terms of interiors, the fit and finish. But then the mileage, it's 12 for Kia Seltos as well. Fourth, we have ever reliable Mini Pocket Dynamite, to which I have given a name called Hyundai Venue. And it's a brilliant car, just like we have a pretty popular, mini hatchback Suzuki Swift, even in the four compact segment submeter. Four Venue is one of the favorites among most of the buyers because of maneuverability, because the way it moves within the city. And trust me, it's a beautiful car, fully loaded, lots of tech. And of course, it gives a great pleasure while driving too. So yes, Hyundai Venue has got around about 12 to 12.5 with AC on, the petrol version. Now let's talk about the two of the best selling SUVs in India. First, the ever reliable one is Hyundai Creta, which I believe the name is good enough if I say Creta. Now Creta hasn't been so good with context to mileage, and Creta has, churned out on an average petrol in city around about 12.2 to be precise, which is a little disappointing factor according to me, because Creta's name is so popular. So Creta 12.2 precise with petrol, and this is again bumper to bumper, and of course city driving, so almost 12.2. Last but not least, from our segment, the winner happens to be XUV 300, unfortunately, and nobody expected, neither me as well, because I thought, okay, XUV has a good benchmark, security, safety, but then never thought it'll give me such a fantastic, mileage. So I'm saying this because of my own YouTube channel. I've reviewed a lot this wonderful vehicle. I do a lot of review as well. And whosoever has spoken to me, you won't believe they are saying they're even getting 15 in city, which is insane for a car of this powerful torque. So yes, I would say in the last 1.5 years since I've started driving XEV300, of course, my channel as well, 13.8 is what I've got the max, okay? Not more than that. And by far, XEV300 happens to be the top-rated performer in this category of India's most fuel-efficient petrol XEV, happens to be XEV300 in 2021, of course, with BS6 compliant metrics. Well, with this note, I want to say to one and all, happy Friday and a happy upcoming weekend. Do connect and give me a message via recording voice messages on this wonderful platform, on podcast with you on Google Podcast, Anchor, Spotify. I'm available now, and many more others interesting stuff. So obviously follow me if possible. Do connect on a wonderful channel, YouTube, iPhone Blog, the Tech Tuber, where we're really, really famous and happy, and we really feel happy to be a part of your journey if you're looking to buy a car. And of course, you know, I personally have got a lot of people connecting with me on Instagram and Twitter, so we will be very happy to meet you there as well. Till next time, this is your friend and colleague, iPhone Blog, the Tech Tuber, signing off, and you take care. Hey everybody, welcome back. This is your friend, iPhone Blog, the Tech Tuber, and I'm very happy today to announce that I've got a fantastic news. Of course, a news in context to SUV, and mind you all, today happens to be a great day. So I am a part of Pune, and recently I've been given an update that the SUV, the much awaited Skoda Kushaq, will be manufactured, prepared within the nearby vicinity of Chakan, which happens to be in Pune. So yeah, I'm a neighbor now, isn't it? So I want to talk about the great credentials of Skoda Kushaq, and tell you what, guys, I've been literally waiting for this beautifully designed, well-laid SUV, and I can tell you, I have been blown away. I mean, my word, the day I got a glimpse of it, and then I hopped to one of the outlets where I was allowed to see the interiors, exteriors, and I can tell you, it is beautifully well laid. I mean, I loved it. I mean, in other words, I think I've never been a fan of any other SUV apart from XEV300, because none of the SUVs gave me that, you know, much awaited power, punch, stability. But then Skoda Kushaq looks like a well-renowned product from very well-renowned luxurious German brand, and I think it'll ring all the bells and whistles. So let's talk about some of the credentials. So first of all, Skoda Kushaq starts from 9 lakh onwards. That's a major win situation if that happens in realistic approach, because most of the Skoda vehicle, be it SUV, sedans, happen to be a little pricey because they only cater to elite class of people. That's number one. Number two, it has got two engines, the petrol and the diesel, of course, automatic as well, manual as well. I am excited about the manual, because in the manual, in the petrol, you're going to get, let's say, 1000cc engine, which will be good for mileage. That's for number one. Number two, a good 175 Nm of torque, which should be very, very peppy, light clutch. The clutch and the feel factor of the interior is very, very premium. So the clutch is light. I'm hoping to have more of a mileage. And of course, beautifully well laid tail lamp, 188 meters inches, let's say, ground clearance, a very well laid out platform, where it looks macho from the back. It is well prepared from the front, keeping the typical Skoda posh grill. And of course, the interiors, which I won't talk much, because nowadays every car you happen to get cooled seats, very nice premium touch among the dashboard, very nice tectonic feel system. The plastics are a bit awkward, I should say, because when I touched it, I didn't find the right appealing factor. So that's the only drawback, according to me. 381 is the boot space of the car. And according to the wheelbase, it's 2651, which happens to be a little bit bigger. So yeah, it is somewhat 4 meter and some change, which should be good. and I'm pretty excited to be, you know, taking a test drive and just giving you my review and performance, percentage, the way it moves, handling every single concept about the ever-awaited Škoda Kushiq, the elite SUV from the house of Škoda Motors. Well, with this note, we will come back to you once again with another beautiful podcast with Connect to SUV. In case if you have not followed or subscribed, please follow us and do follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and of course our very own mini yet very powerful iPhone bloke YouTube, the TechTuber channel. Till next time, you have a lovely evening and take care.